This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
dispute for some time now, along with the Iranian nuclear deal with Obama, that somehow they want to all be part of the community of nations. This is the time where they could show something like that, and that would help to resolve this kind of crisis that really is their doing.
And I firmly believe you can blame a lot of this nonsense coming from Iran on the one and only John Ketchup Kerry, who has been advising them off the cuff. And that's got to stop. And if they have to arrest this guy and put him in jail, then that's what they got to do.
Well, one would ask the question, what on earth is John Kerry doing, going and talking to a country he's no longer?
Well, I know what he's doing. He's trying to create havoc because he's part of the deep state. They do not want Donald Trump to succeed. They're trying to figure out any way they can to disrupt the economy. Oil's one good way to do it. Jack, the price is way up in the air. And, of course, Iran would like nothing better than $100 a barrel oil. You know that.
Well, of course. And if the shoe was on the other foot, Captain, if this was a Republican former Secretary of State meddling like this, how quickly do you think you'd hear calls to enforce the Logan Act?
Yep. Well, we're hearing it now. All right, folks, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And if you want to opine and render an opinion, Kathy is going to give you the phone number. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our affiliates tonight. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, today's the day that we have lunch with the Captain here in the Tampa Bay area at the Mission Barbecue located at 5602 West Waters Avenue, Town and Country section of Tampa, right up there at the north end of the airport runway. So I'll be there at noon, and the national anthem gets played at noon. So you want to be there at noon to be able to participate in the ceremony that we have where everybody stands up. And you can either sing the national anthem, or you can put your hand over your heart, or you can stand there at attention, or you can do what we veterans do, and that's salute the flag of the United States of America at lunchtime. And then I'm there till 1:30. They got some great food that they serve there. Be able to take advantage of that. Don't forget, your veterans always get a free dessert there. Tell them you're a veteran, and if you wear a military cover, it makes it easier for you to identify them. So there you go, and I'll see you there from 12 noon to 1:30. So see you there. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the rockets' red glare that have been coming down in Baghdad now, because of where the original fire, where the fire originated from, is coming out of the Shiite section of Baghdad. Now, that Shiite section of Baghdad happens to be where Muqtada al-Sadr reigns supreme.
Yes, exactly right. And certainly, you know, this is one of the reasons why what was almost about 2 weeks ago, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, you know, had given the warnings that, look, something's in the offing here, and you have to try to make sure that these Iran-backed militia groups that are in the area are either monitored, taken care of, or prepared for.
Yeah, and I want to recognize Catwoman and Road Dog. They just sent me a message. They said, hello, Captain. We're in Charleston, Missouri, headed north to Lafayette. So far, we've avoided any rain, but we've had gusty winds all day long. Well, that's because of that system that's right on your heels there, guys. So don't dally. Don't, if you can possibly avoid it, don't dally. It's coming right behind you. And we send our prayers and condolences to the families and fellow officers of the officer that was killed in Alabama. Yes, we did have another police officer killed, and it was another tragic situation. It was a family disturbance call, and this officer lost his life responding to it. They said, have a great night and stay safe. Well, you guys too, because you're out there in the highway, Catwoman and Road Dog. We appreciate them very much. But anyway, back to you and back to what we're talking about here. The Baghdad Green Zone is not safe by any means, which is why we saw all the non-essential people from other countries besides the U.S. being pulled out of there. And lobbing missiles into there, Katyusha rockets, is going to be probably a daily experience for a little bit of a while anyway, till they figure out how to get rid of these guys and neutralize them, which if I were them, I'd take some smart bombs and just say, okay, boom, see ya.
Well, you know, it may come to something like that, Captain.
Exactly.
Because the president, of course, is talking very tough, and he's putting Iran on notice, essentially, that, you know, these attacks on our interests, attacks on our allies, you can't be any more clear than that, it would seem to me, that these kinds of things will have real consequences. And again, the president's going to get, you know, there are those who are going to try to make it look like, well, the president's trying to get us in a path to war. Certainly you've got the Democrat, the presidential hopefuls, you know, saying things like that. But in reality, though, Iran is showing really its true colors in so many ways.
They are being inspired along the way by the activities they see coming from the Democratic Party, make no mistake about it. And again, I believe that John Kerry is up to his eyeballs in the middle of all of this.
Well, it's a bad...
Maybe even John Brennan, because remember, where was John Brennan a resident for a while when he was in the Middle East? Iran.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's just a really bad recipe, you know, moving forward. What the Iranian government needs to hear is a unified America talking about the idea that, look, I mean, you can't take certain actions without there being enormous consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in our political climate that has deteriorated year after year, it seems, it's just fine to try to make it seem as though,
well,
hey, you know, we're on the side of getting back to the...
Well, it's not just the United States, Kyle, because our ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, has told reporters that Europe is not cooperating with the U.S. on Iran. They are still doing business as normal with Iran.
Well, right, right. And they have, you know, tried to get the Trump administration to sort of soften things up. They were aghast at the idea of pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal, but I think the president had every reason to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal.
Sure, because Iran is cheating. They're already making radioactive isotopes. They're already back in business.
Right. And one has to ask the question, why do they want to do all these things? You know, what is the driving reason behind extremist groups in
the
Middle East? Yeah, is go after Israel.
Now our ex-CIA chief, Mr. Woolsey, former Admiral Woolsey, is saying that Iran is likely to start some sort of hostilities because they have nothing really to lose in this situation, and they don't think that the United States would respond the way that with the allies and all that sort of stuff they think they've got. This is his words, not mine. He also said that the U.S. should lean rather hard on the Europeans over Iran, and he's also warning about an EMP attack coming from Iran, which we've heard about for a number of years, correct?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So with all of that, we then enter into the mix with Joe Biden, who's standing there at his rallies. And by the way, I want to mention something about the rallies. Did you see the rally last night Montoursville, Pennsylvania?
Yeah,
right?
It was in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I heard a little bit of the president's remarks. And, you know, he's talking about the lowest unemployment in the history pretty much of the state there.
And steel manufacturing has come back and more jobs are coming back and the whole nine yards.
Exactly right. And also the very idea that President Trump, the Trump administration, and the Republicans in general are not anti-energy for the state of Pennsylvania.
No.
You know, we've gone through this before.
A lot of energy comes out of Pennsylvania, too. There's several refineries there.
Exactly right. And so, of course, what they heard back in the 2016 election, generally speaking, about so-called non-renewable energy sources is, you know, we're going to put you out of business and all this kind of thing. But, you know, it's great to have plans for the future and try to come up with alternative energy sources, mission-specific energy sources, let's say, as well, all kinds of different things that can go into people's energy needs. But when you got people, Captain, looking to put food on the table for their families, the last thing that you need to tell them is, don't worry, we're putting you out of business. Even with the lofty ideas of you'll all be retrained into some sort of utopian thing, that's not going to work. And real people have to have real food to put on the table. It's just that simple.
Right. And, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several nights a week during the week. And this week, I do believe that you'll be on every night because I don't think Wayne, I think this is Wayne's week off. Wayne Allen Root, who's the gentleman who I like to bring on because he likes to come on once every now and then. He used to come on every week, but he says he just can't do it anymore.
Well, that's right. We love it when Wayne comes on, and I'm happy to be here, too. Absolutely.
Yeah, because he certainly livens the crowd up. All right, now, before we have to go to break here, I got a couple more things. Attorney General Barr is obviously looking forward to and prepared for any type of fight he's going to have with anybody that's trying to challenge the DOJ over some of the decisions that have been made. For example, the DOJ's attorney's legal department told the president that his personal attorney did not have to testify in front of the House committee, Mr. Nadler's committee.
Yeah, you're talking about McGahn.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this, Captain, because remember, the executive branch of government is one of the three branches of government, and so you really can't have the Congress hauling the executive branch, you know, into hearings and so forth.
No, just because they want to know, what type of conversations were held behind closed doors. It doesn't work that way. It's called executive privilege.
It's called executive privilege.
And every president that I know has done that. Every president.
Well, of course. And guess what? The executive privilege does not is not negated in any way simply because McGahn testified or answered the questions of the Robert Mueller report. That was all part of the Department of Justice investigation, which is part of the executive branch of government. And so the Congress can't say, oh, now you can't have executive privilege. Of course they can.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Mr. Congressman Amash out of Michigan and what he may be up to with his claims of impeachment and all that stuff. And also a judge ruled that Congress can, in fact, get the financial records of the president, which is going to be challenged by the administration.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump blasting current Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden at a huge rally at a hangar in Montoursville, Pennsylvania.
And don't forget, Biden deserted you. He's not from Pennsylvania. I guess he was born here, but he left you, folks. He left you for another state. Remember that, please. I meant to say that. This guy talks about, oh, I know Scranton, I know that. Well, I know the place is better. He left you for another state, and he didn't take care of you because he didn't take care of your jobs.
Now, a new Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom poll finds 31% of voters think Joe Biden's time has passed and that he should not run for president. 64% say he has experience and should run, and 5% say they're just not sure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 855.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agent than right now. You can get a great rate with a personal touch, and you can get insurance for just about anything you own, just not only the car or truck you're driving, but also they can cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, or up there in snow country, your snowmobile, which you might not want to put away right now because it's still snowing in some of those mountainous areas up there out west and in the Rockies. And we can even help with their homeowners and renters insurance, too, at your local Geico insurance agency. So keep in mind, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. And I'm very happy that they're there because they saved me money. So Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Check them out online at geico.com or go to your phone book under insurance and find out where your local Geico insurance agent might happen to be. Okie dokie. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just to finish up a little conversation here, General David Petraeus, of course, famous for being commander here at CENTCOM and former CIA director and also the commanding officer on the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq, put together the big offensive. Here's 59 seconds of his discussion with Martha Raddatz on the ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos program.
I think that has been answered by the president. Frankly, it's pretty clear that he doesn't want to go to war with Iran. He's not after regime change. He's after what Secretary Pompeo has announced as the objective, which is regime behavior change.
And John Bolton, obviously, before he was National Security Advisor, talked about regime change and that was something he wanted. Do you think that's still being whispered in the president's ear?
Not after what the president said to the press the other day, certainly, if it was ever said. Again, keep in mind the setting in which John gave that speech was a bunch of Iranian dissidents, essentially. Doesn't desire that. Doesn't mean that perhaps many folks would like to see that. Of course, we should have learned by now, I think, especially after the Arab Spring, that the regime change aftermath is not always what we have hoped it would be.
Now, I'm going to stop it there because Mayor Pete, in his town hall, misrepresented something about John Bolton. He made a statement where he said that John Bolton got us into the Iraq War.
Well, no. John Bolton wasn't part of the Bush administration.
For 3 years.
That's exactly
and then he was
right.
Named ambassador to the United Nations.
Exactly.
So there's no way that he could have gotten us into. He was in no position to make any influence. He was, I believe, at some think tank or something like that, which had nothing to do with the administration. So Mr. Mayor Pete lied to the American people on national television, and nobody's calling him out for it.
Well, I'm glad that you are.
Darn right, I'm gonna.
And certainly, you know, it would be good if the mayor would clarify his statement in light of that. But certainly,
Wallace knew better and never said a word.
Well, exactly. And the idea, of course, is somehow you got to find some kind of fall guy. And maybe, I guess now it's John Bolton. Oh, John Bolton is too hawkish. This is going to get us into a war, this kind of thing. But here's the thing. What gets us into a war every time, Captain, is that if you appear weak and if you don't look like you're willing to take care of business to protect our allies, our interests,
yep.
And that's exactly the recipe. Any bully
yep.
will read those signs.
Absolutely, positively. Totally on target. Now, a judge ruled that Congress can get the Trump financial records. That obviously is going to be appealed and challenged because the legal services and the Department of Justice are saying, no, that's not true. They can't do that. So, and then, of course, they had the ruling coming out of the DOJ that the presidential lawyer, Mr. McGahn, was not going to follow the congressional subpoena that was issued to him. So where do you think we're going to go with that? Is that going to go through some appeals court somewhere and maybe further?
Well, first off, I think Nadler and the rest of them will try to hold McGahn in contempt, for one thing.
Well, I'm shaking in my boots.
Well, exactly. And you're absolutely right. I think there will be challenges, legitimate legal challenges to this, and could go through a higher court process. But certainly it's unprecedented in order to try to have someone from the executive branch be hauled before the Congress to answer questions because they just want to find stuff out about stuff in the Mueller report, which is there for everybody in the country to read.
Right.
So, again, it's completely politically motivated, and Nadler knows better.
Now, we saw it last night in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, with the blue-collar workers that showed up to support the president. Thousands of them. The crowd was estimated to be inside the hangar around 15,000 and outside the hangar 10 to 15,000. So that's about 30,000 people were there. We also saw the Joe Biden crowd in Pennsylvania where he tried to say he had 3,000. I saw what I saw of the crowd and I only saw about 500 or 600 people. How about you?
Well, right. Well, you know, these crowd estimates, you know, usually are kind of off when it comes to the Democrats. And quite frankly, the news media just will not pan the crowd when President Trump has one of these rallies. I think they don't want you to.
When I was the fire marshal in my fire department, one of the things I had to do was enforce the size of the crowd at various events. So we got very good at knowing how to count people physically as well as with a counter. And that's what they do. That's how they know how many people are there. And I would always check with the fire department. Like, for example, when President Trump was here at the USF Dome, when he appeared there as a candidate, and when we saw him for the first time here in the Tampa area, they had the biggest crowd they ever had inside there because they had him standing room only along the rafters, literally along the rails, along with the people sitting down all the way up into the ceiling.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that yep. really is. Well, and it's really a testament, too, Captain, to the idea that the president can connect with people. The Democrats, they don't know how he does it. They don't know how to duplicate it, and they're very concerned about that.
All right, let's talk about this Congressman Amash, because this guy's out of Michigan. What a piece of work. At one time, he was considered to be an up-and-comer in the party. He was obviously trying to manipulate some things because he wanted to run for Senate or whatnot. Obviously, now he's probably ruined his chances. He'll probably have a contender, challenger when he runs for Congress again, if he even is around to run for Congress, because there's a movement to boot him out of the party up there.
Well, right, and I do believe he does have a primary challenger that's emerged. Their name escapes me at this moment, but I do know that there is a fairly prominent person who is willing to challenge him for the Republican primary for his seat. But you know, Congressman Amash To me, Captain, it seems like he's saying that there's impeachable stuff in the Mueller report.
Uh-huh.
But honestly, when you take a look at what the phrase high crimes and misdemeanors was intended to be by the framers, none of this even.
Yeah, well, speaking of high crimes and misdemeanors, it looks like the Trump administration is going to be investigating Joe Biden's son and the ties to China and the Ukraine and the money that he got from the Ukraine in a very shady type arrangement.
Well, yes, and remember what Joe Biden said the other day about China. Oh, China's no big threat. They're not going to eat our lunch. Everything's fine and all this kind of stuff. And one wonders why he would say, you know.
Because he's got ties to China financially.
Well, that may very well be the reason. And it is such a weird sort of position to be in for him. And I can't imagine any other candidate, maybe just because he's Uncle Joe or Sleepy Joe or Crazy Joe, but one of the Joes, for some reason, he will sort of skate by with this, at least as far as the media is concerned. But these are very big concerns, and they have to be fleshed out.
Right. And folks, I've been speaking with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And of course, Kyle comes on the program many times during the week. And we try to get him on at least five nights of the six. And this week, I think he'll be on all six, the way things are working. By the way, one of our sponsors, MyPillow, where you buy one, get one. Use the product code GCN. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, or give them a call at 800-870-0305. Use that product code GCN for the buy one, get one. But I understand, Kyle, you bought one and got one. And your wife has got one and you got one.
Well, yeah, actually, I got one for my wife a while back, and she loved it so much, and I got kind of jealous of it, and I had to get one myself. So well, we love the MyPillow.
Okay, so a little shameless plug there for you and the company, MyPillow. By the way, folks, coming up on the Truckers Byway and Highway segment, we're going to have a new, brand-new sponsor to go along with Moss Family Automotive. Wait till you hear who's tripping along with us. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. We've got a lot of weather news tonight, and it ain't good, okay? A lot of weather news, and it just isn't good. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender.
Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's get right to the weather. First part of the weather brought to you by the Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive Group, Moss Family Automotive Group. I will be up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey on Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 25th, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Stop by, all kinds of things going on there. Be giving away some stuff, and don't forget, you come up there, and I've got the coupons to hand you, $500 off any vehicle you decide to buy, whether it's brand new or certified pre-owned. Just that simple. Okay, severe thunderstorms with tornadoes and heavy rain are a threat now that's going to shift east for Tuesday. Now, the severe thunderstorms are forecast to develop from the mid-Mississippi River Valley south into the Arklatex area on Tuesday. There are a lot of warnings out tonight, and these storms can bring large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Flash flooding also is a problem right now. Residents should heed all warnings issued and follow your local forecast office social media pages for updates. Now, let me just tell you that from down into Texas, central and southern Texas, southwestern Texas, from about Midland all the way up to the west side of the Metroplex, and then up into the central part of Oklahoma, pretty much following I-44 into Missouri, staying with I-44 in Missouri, you have got everything from severe thunderstorm warnings, flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, flash flood advisories, tornado advisories, you name it, it's all in there, because there is a system that's just like kind of stuck in that area right now. And if you're headed towards St. Louis, you're probably going to have some weather off to your west that's coming your direction. Certainly Joplin, Branson, and Springfield, Missouri right now, all kinds of flood warnings in those areas. Heavy rain in the northern part of Missouri right now, as well as most of Kansas. Southwestern Kansas, heavy rain. Northeastern Kansas, heavy rain. Kansas City, down into Oklahoma. In the panhandle of Oklahoma, you've got heavy rain there. Guymon, Oklahoma, up in that area. I-287, as you start climbing up towards Colorado, you've got rain until you run into the snow, and you will. Okay, now, let's go down into New Mexico. I'll start from the bottom and go straight north. Because in New Mexico, you've got a fire advisory down along I-10 tonight because of the dry timber, the brush that's down in there. You got high winds out east of Albuquerque. To the west and north of Albuquerque, as you start going north up there, you have got snow and a winter driving advisory going up into Colorado. Now, Colorado, all the mountain passes and ranges west of I-25 have got snow tonight, a winter storm warning, all the way to the Wyoming state line. In the Denver area, you will have winter driving conditions in a lot of the Denver area. Going out east of Denver on I-70, you'll have some winter driving conditions as well, and a winter storm warning continues north up into Cheyenne, Laramie. If you're taking 287 as a shortcut up into Wyoming, and you're climbing out of Amarillo going that way, up 287, the higher you get, the more it's going to snow. Now, the snow pretty much is down to the 5,000-foot level, although it's got flurries in a lower height area. But above 5,000 feet and the higher you go, 6 to 12 inches, maybe a little bit more than that tonight. That includes in the middle of Oregon, the middle mountain areas of Oregon. That also includes right along the California-Nevada border. That also includes Montana, where you've got a mixture. This is not pretty. You've got everything from freezing fog to freezing rain to fog to rain to snow to sleet. Take your pick from Bozeman to Butte and above Great Falls, Montana. Now, off to the eastern part of Montana, where the temperature is still dropping, you have rain at the moment. However, in Rapid City, South Dakota, you have a winter storm warning, but you've got rain around it, where the temperatures are still a little bit warmer. Nebraska, western Nebraska, you've got snow, winter driving conditions, and a winter storm warning in the northwestern tip of Nebraska tonight. A lot of wind and a lot of scattered showers across South Dakota into the southwestern part of Minnesota tonight. So that means George up there is battening down the hatches a little bit, because you got some high winds there in the southern part, southern and central part of Minnesota tonight. Northwestern Iowa, you've got some high winds there with some showers coming into the picture. You've got a freeze warning and a frost warning up in Apple Country in the north and northwestern part of Michigan, and that includes up there into the peninsula, the northern peninsula. Also, southern Illinois, western Kentucky, southeastern Missouri, St. Louis. You got scattered showers. You got high winds as that front is approaching you. And again, yesterday in Oklahoma City at Tinker Air Force Base, because of the threat of severe tornadoes approaching them, they flew most of the airplanes out of Tinker to get them out of harm's way. And they're going to stay out today because that weather is still locked in across Oklahoma City, Tulsa, up to Joplin, over into Springfield. And now it looks like we're up over into Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. It's moved that far east. Again, it's not just storms, thunderstorms. It's flooding. It's raining. It's torrential rains coming down, all of the above. We got high winds down in, let's see, Arkansas, southwestern Arkansas, northeastern Texas. Got high winds there. Catwoman and Road Dog said they came through it. You've got the western part of Louisiana tonight with some high winds there. And down along Galveston, Texas, winds out there along the coast tonight are 20 to 30 miles an hour, and that's making things a little bit rough from the Mexican border all the way up into the central part of Louisiana tonight, almost, but not quite all the way to New Orleans, 20 to 30 mile an hour winds blowing right there, creating some problems there with that. So, a lot to be said. Now, joining us tonight, I want to welcome the pilot and Flying J truck stops because you heard about them for years. And, of course, Flying J and Pilot, they're all one and the same. Of course, they are some of the best and the biggest that are out there. You can enjoy the amenities they have there. Always you'll find parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents, trip packs, truck washes, audio books, rental, pay phones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen televisions for professional drivers in most of their locations. Now, we're proud to have them aboard, and I'll be making the rounds of some of the pilots and Flying J's here in the area. More about that when I know I'm going to be doing it. Some of the restaurants now are getting pretty neat. Huddle House restaurants and some of the full-service restaurants and Moe's Southwest Grills and some of the locations. They've also added locations up in New York and Indiana and New Hampshire, where they also have Dunkin' Donuts, amongst other things. So you can grab yourself a great cup of coffee and some good donuts. All righty. Coming back, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.